Thanks, Rhys, for joining us once again. How's it going?
Not bad, Jamie, not bad. How's things with you?
Yeah, not too bad at all, except I haven't been able to get along to any of the quo gigs, unfortunately. A little bit pricey for me, but what's your experience of it? Have you managed to go?
Oh, it's been brilliant. It really has been brilliant. I've done Belfast, Dublin, Liverpool, then Birmingham. That's what I had ones I'd done. And they were just to see it again has been brilliant. I didn't think we would see it again, but it really has been something else. It's not just seeing the band themselves, it's seeing just the whole core family, all the friends we've made over the years, just the whole thing. You go into one pub, there's core fans in there, you know. You go into another pub, there's other core fans you see. It's brilliant. The whole experience has been brilliant. Unlike me, I'm sad. I stand there and queue outside to get to the front row, but that's how that.
I've seen some very good reviews of it and some great photographs and videos. Aidan's vlog, for example, has been fantastic.
That's, I'm in the Liverpool one, that's right. Yeah, they have been really good. As you can tell, we've had a few drinks in some of them. But no, they have been really good. We went to the Cavern Club in Liverpool and there was a Beatles tribute that was on, and then we started shouting, "Whoa, oh," after every Beatles song. People scratching their heads going, "What are they doing here?" But oh no, it has been really great. That's probably been my best night. The Liverpool gig for me is probably the best one. Out of the four of them I've done, that had to be the best one.
So the lights went down on your first gig and they go into Caroline. What are you thinking after 2 years away?
I don't even know. Just the sound, the whole, as soon as they walked on stage, the whole five of them walked on stage and they just stood there and looked at everybody. They didn't just go straight to their position, they just straight away just stood there and looked for a good couple of minutes. It was just quite, I've seen a lot of people getting quite emotional down the front, I must admit. Because you didn't know what was going to happen, whether we were going to see it again, or just, it was honestly, just the whole experience of that first gig for me was just absolutely brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Even when I'm looking along the front rows, you see people that have travelled from all different countries, even though COVID's still here, you still see plenty of people from different walks of life down the front, and even as well, even young kids, look at me, I'm 25 by the way, young kids even down the front. You remember being that age as well. I mean, I remember at Birmingham, there was a wee boy down the front, he had his wee ear defenders on, and there he was straight up giving it, you know, the air guitar, the whole lot, and his dad was behind him. I'm thinking, that was me years ago when I first started seeing Co. And even Richie Rhino, even the band seen him, and he got one of Richie's plectrums, he got a set list. We managed to get my set list as well on stage. And even Rhino got him up, the guitar up close to him when he went and played it. It's just brilliant. So glad to be back seeing him again. It really is.
There does seem to be a good atmosphere from what I've seen. And part of that must be the change in the set list, which I don't think anyone ever saw coming.
They've added two new backbone tracks. Already had Liberty Lane and Cut Me Some Slack, but they went and added Backing Off and Get Out of My Head that Richie wrote. And to begin with, you thought, I actually really like them. I think they work pretty well. Get Out of My Head is just, I think it's just brilliant. It really is. It really, really is.
I thought it was odd, though, the set ends with Paper Plane.
That I was talking to Jay about that the other night, actually, and that's the first time ever since, but tell a lie, when they done the Co-Fest tours. I don't know if you've ever seen any of the Co-Fest tours, 2011 and 2012, they finished with the Christmas medley the first year, and then I think they finished with Burning Bridges the second year, but for just a co-gig in general, I've never ever seen that before, No Bye Bye Johnny. I'm actually quite surprised they've done an encore, because just before it, they stood there as if they were saying goodbye properly, and I thought, because I know Francis had stopped on course just before COVID broke and before lockdown, and I thought, is this actually it? I thought, surely not. And then everybody started chanting. Next time they come back on and Paper Plane, and then as soon as they finished Paper Plane, everybody's faces was just, is that it? Turns out that's how it was. But still great. Can't really complain, because we could sit here and say we don't get it at all now, but it was weird. But it's still great.
They've been closing with Bye Bye Johnny for many years.
They really are. But I suppose it's, I don't know, is it slowly, gradually coming to an end? Hopefully not. Hopefully not. But it is great. It is still great. Still an enjoyable night, especially after a couple of drinks as well, which I've learnt recently.
Well, as I say, I do recommend Aidan's vlogs that are on YouTube. I think they definitely
He's
give
done
over.
Very well with them. I don't remember. I don't know how he's managed to get so many good photos and videos. Each night, he's with different people. That's the thing as well. It's the different people that make these cool gigs. It's not just the gig itself, but it's literally everybody you meet. I mean, I met, who did I meet at Liverpool? It was Ben. Ben Stell. First time, I've been talking to him for donkeys on Facebook, and that was the first time I actually got to meet him. And what a day. It was just brilliant. It really, really was. And we've seen Bryno as well. We managed to get Bryno from State of Co. Managed to get Bryno a ticket. And we met him outside the venue, and everybody shouting, Bryno, Bryno. And he could just see his tail going. He loved it. He really did. It was brilliant. Walked into the pub across the road to the venue, and there's the whole Co family, just everybody. It really is someone else to be back seeing everybody again. It isn't just the concerts, it is just the people as well.
Yeah, well, I've spoken to Bryno before on the podcast, and when I spoke to Rhino, he asked me, have you interviewed Bryno yet? So he's definitely a known face, and certainly being in a tribute band that does a lot of gigs. But then you're in a tribute band as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Heavy Traffic.
Yep. We're actually, I think we're meant to be doing a gig with State of Co.
Mm-hmm.
It's July, something July, hopefully. When we've seen them play at McBench, I think. Is that maybe the first? Not the first time I've seen them. I'm sure I've seen them before that. But they're a great bunch of guys, they really are. Rhino's somewhere. I mean, Rhino's got all the full kit, he's got the status base, he's got the right arm, he's got the whole shooting match. He needs a haircut, to be honest, but no, he's got the full attire. And they're great guys. We're looking forward to that. So we are, I think that's in Slane, in Glasgow. That's where the McVention was last year.
Because you were one of the organisers of that, weren't you? Or you were certainly heavily involved?
Not so much one of the organisers, just one of the helpers. It's Jay and Aidan that mostly organise that. But myself, Jack, Gary, another friend of Jay's, Aidan, different Aidan, both helped out, and it just worked so smoothly, so smoothly. It is a very stressful, I've seen Jay getting quite stressed out, actually. You know, and it is a very stressful thing to do, but he did pull it off very well. I must admit, he's going to be watching this.
And do you think that your performance at the McVention helped you get to the Minehead convention?
Have you seen it yet? I broke a bloody string, didn't I? No, I don't know. I've been pestering Yvonne and Paul and all the team there to play Minehead for a long time. I've never been to Minehead. Never ever been to the convention at Minehead before, so it's new for me, this. But I'm really, really looking forward to that, because that's the one place I've really always wanted to play. Not just because it's the Status Quo convention down there, it's the whole story. Obviously, Rick and Francis met. Just the whole picture. And some previous pictures and videos I've seen at Minehead, it is a very, very enjoyable weekend. So I've actually just booked it off work the other day there. I haven't explained to my boss what this is. I'm doing again. I'm really looking forward to that.
Do you think that the current Quo set list for the Out Quoing tour will influence your set list for the convention?
I don't know. I would like to do Get Out of My Head. Whether the rest of them will, I don't know. I do like Backing Off, but I don't know if we'd be able to pull that off. We like to kind of base ourselves on Just Doing It. If you watch a Just Doing It DVD, that's what our kind of set just now is sitting at, that kind of, that start. We love, if you watch Alton Towers one as well, Caroline, something maybe I like, and to break the rules, I think it's just oh, brilliant. So heavy and just punchy straight in. I don't know if you've noticed as well, the set list that the Core started with, Caroline, Rain, then Little Lady, that's a different start.
Definitely.
Never seen that before. They've took Something About You Baby I Like out. I love that.
Yeah, to not do Something About You Baby I Like or The Wanderer that first song. I love the intro to Something About You Baby I Like with Andy's keyboard. I think that just... It just sets it off, doesn't it? It's great.
It's a happy kind of moment, and I'm very surprised they went straight into Rain. What I think the reason for that is Rossi sings Caroline, then we go over to Rhino, who's singing Rain, then we go over to Richie, who's singing Little Lady. I think it's because it's the first time back, a wee intro from each individual person. I think that's what they've tried to tackle there. It does work. It does work, I must admit.
Because even Leon adds vocals now.
Mm-hmm. He sings actually pretty much half the set just about now. Or he tries. I think maybe he's singing to help Francis maybe a wee bit, I don't know. He has sung quite a bit since he joined the band, Leon.
Does Francis still need lyrics? Is he still
the down lyrics. He's still got the down lyrics on the floor. That's the only lyrics I can see. I know Richie's got some. I don't know why Richie needs them. But they look miles away from him. I don't know how Richie could actually see them. Rossi's still got his down lyrics. He actually fell. I don't know if you noticed he fell in Belfast. He tripped over his own 2 feet. So he did.
Yeah, I saw that. It was at the end of Down, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened with their shoes. Their shoes were, I think, sent somewhere else. Rhino gets sent out to buy new pairs of shoes for them for that night, and it turns out the ones Rhino bought for Francis were too small, so he tripped over his own 2 feet and landed in the drum riser.
And how did you find that out? Where did that information come from?
I was there. I was in the front row when I seen it.
Right.
And he'd actually told us about the shoes that Rhino bought for him. They were too small. So, well, I'm guessing that was the reason he fell. Unless you had a couple of drinks, but I don't think it does that anymore.
I mean, it sounds like they are certainly on form and perhaps finding another identity, perhaps you're sort of going into a new era of Quo Live.
Well, this is the first time I know they were going to tour the Backbone album, but this is the first time since the album that they're able to really add tracks from it. I mean, I'm sure this is the first time I've ever seen Quo. I started seeing Quo 2003. This is the first time I'm sure I've seen Quo play 4 tracks off a new album. Pretty sure.
It's certainly a rarity. I want to say the last time they did such a thing was Laughably Riffs, but that was for obvious reasons, that there was 3 songs they were always going to play on that album anyway. And that was one of the reasons why they did it, I think. And Heavy Traffic.
Mm-hmm. They played, what did they play off that? They played Oriental, Creeping Up New, All Stand Up, Solid Gold was the other one. Oh, and Heavy Traffic as well. Actually, there's 5 off of that they played live before.
Not necessarily.
That was a very good.
Not necessarily at the same gig, though.
No. But on that album, every track on there you could actually play live. It's that good an album. I'm sure I think I heard Rhino say that one day when they went to make the album, do an album that you could actually stand there and play live. And that's basically what they've done. That is a really good album.
Like you say, it certainly feels that way. And I think I said that to somebody recently as an observation. It's great to talk to you once again. Are you planning to go and see Quo in the latter half of the year?
Wembley, I think. Then Glasgow, obviously. We're doing a pre-show in Glasgow. Playing Ivory Blacks before that, and I think there's talk of doing a pre-show at the Wembley gig as well. Hopefully, see what happens there. And then who knows, I might add some extra wee gigs in between. There's talk about going to Paris as well, actually, at the end of the year. The crew of us go there, maybe. That's what I've got planned anyway for myself this year.
Yeah, do you think they'll change the set list, or do you think they've pretty much found their formula for the moment?
I think they might add Bye Bye Johnny back in, maybe, because they're probably waiting to hear a reaction of why they didn't do it this time round. Or they maybe add that, then they maybe take out maybe one of the new songs they've added in, maybe. I've seen them do that before. The new songs they've added in, they've thought, that's not really what.
I wondered whether it was to do with the length of the songs, because Paper Plane is, what, like 3.5 minutes long? And Bye Bye Johnny can go on for 4.5, 5 minutes sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, they've still got the medley, the proposing medley in as well. I would like it if they'd done the mystery medley and the old proposing medley again, because I was actually listening to the old, you know, we had Dear John and Red Sky in it. I just thought that was great. I remember when they first done that, and had the two medleys in the set, and that really did broaden out a bit. Because the show itself is still 1.5 hours, roughly 9 o'clock. It's finished for about 10:30, just after 10:30.
I do like the version of Mystery Song that they are now doing. It's sort of single version, isn't it?
Yep, I'm sure they've done that as well. 2012, I'm sure they added that into the set. Not maybe for the UK tour, I can't really remember, but. I do remember seeing them somewhere on YouTube. They played Mystery Song actually right at the start of the set, just before the solo actually kicks in. That's when they kind of they finish it. But it's weird seeing the Mystery Medley at the end of the medley. You know what I mean? Mystery Song at the end of the medley. But it works as much as you think. Well, really, it actually does work. I think it works.
Yeah, it's. I mean. It sounds like the gig itself was perfect. The set list really fits the mood. Is there anything you'd like to see them do differently when they come back later this year?
That's a very hard question. I don't really know. I'm not really that picky, because I'm actually just lucky that you're doing it. They're back doing it, to be honest. I would like them to add Something About You, Baby, I Like back in. I think that's what they should do. They should add that back in. I think they should put that stuff. And then maybe put Bye Bye Johnny back in. Junior's Wailing, Bye Bye Johnny. Rock and Roll Music, Bye Bye Johnny. Or even add Carol, and they've done that. I can't remember if I've seen them do Carol, actually.
I think they did Carol somewhere in 2004. It was quite a while ago.
It was something about then. I've got a bootleg CD of them doing it. I just think that was brilliant. That's the kind of set we're trying to grab.
When is the next Heavy Traffic gig?
That's a good question. Sometime in June. I think that's the next one. I'm sure that's the next one in Paisley. Paisley, if anybody wants to come up. And then after that, I think it's our gig with State of Quo. And then, I don't know what's after that. I think it's just, she does a lot of the booking for the gigs. You could maybe say to us one night, there's a venue we play in Edinburgh, Whistle Binkies. It's a good night. And he could maybe text you, phone you on the Thursday about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Right, are you free tonight for a gig in Whistle Binkies? Just out of the blue, are you free? And if we're free, we'll do it. But if not, then we can't, obviously. But we do play there quite a lot. Just kind of now and again, just wee gigs here and there. They're very easy gigs, those ones. But the first proper gig is in CC's in Paisley. That was the first gig we actually ever played in there.
Well, there's so many videos online now, and I do recommend people going to check them out and coming to see you. And obviously, as we're recording this, it's the last night of the Quo Tour, the last one. So if anybody wants to come on and talk about their experience at any point, then please do. Thank you, Reese, for sharing your experience of Out Quoing. Thanks for being on the podcast today.
No problem, Jamie. Thanks for having me.